Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Boy, it's been a disappointing day for you. Every time you bring something up,
I've said what I've had to say. It is what it is.
And I don't want to make you angry. Although I do admit every time I've said something, you said, well, actually, that makes sense. I do give you credit.
That is true. I do learn from my rants sometimes.
Doesn't mean you're always off base. A lot of times you're on point. I just try to lend maybe a little different perspective. How about that?
Yeah. That's fair.
Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. He gets too mad every weekend when he's boiling and can't release the anger. No?
That's one of the most affectionate smooches of all time.
Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, lots and lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play cut of the day.
Monsieur Bennett, come
and
on
now. Another one.
Solo second for the amateur. Four back of the lead. Do you know where you are, Sam Bennett?
And his coach is his caddy at Texas A&M. That's who's caddying for him. U.S. amateur champion, and not fazed at all, it seems, by his surroundings. He has played really well. Eight under par, he's four shots back of the leader, Brooks Koepka, at the Masters. Outstanding. Can't say enough about being in a spot like that. And he's handled it as if it was no big deal. Even though it is a huge deal. It's a huge deal. All right, let's get everybody up to date on what is going on at the Masters at this point. It is the story of the week. There'll be other things that come into play. John Rahm is making the turn to the back nine, three shots back. He is at nine under par. Koepka's at 12. He's done. Shot 67 today. Rahm, nine under par. Now playing 10. Bennett's done, as you just heard. Shot 68, 8 under par, 4 back. Colin Morikawa, back-to-back 69s for the two-time major champion. He's at 6 under. Victor Hovland has lost a shot today. He's at 6 under par. He's playing 11. Jason Day, even par today, 72. He's 5 under. Sam Burns shot 71. He's 5 under. Jordan Spieth shot 70 today. So he's at 5 under. Cameron Young is at 5 under, still on the course. He is even for the day and playing 10. Gary Woodland shot 72, 4 under. Phil Mickelson shot 69. He's 4-under. Joaquin Neiman shot 69. He's 4-under. Justin Rose shot 71 today. He's at 4-under. Russell Henley actually lost a shot, 4-under, 73 today. Patrick Reed playing 14 and being cheered on by wild mobs. No, I'm just kidding. 4-under par. He's playing 14, former Masters champ. Not the most popular guy out there. Shane Lowry at 4-under playing 13. Adam Scott, the former champion, at 4-under playing 10. Let's see. Hideki Matsuyama's at 3-under. Still playing. He's playing 9. Matthew Fitzpatrick, the U.S. Open champ, shot 72, 2-under par for the tournament. Keegan Bradley and Justin Thomas are both at 2-under, but they're both still playing. Thomas is playing 10. Bradley's playing 12. Cameron Smith, surprised he has not mounted any kind of charge here. 2-under par, now playing 9. Dustin Johnson, just been treading water. 1-under par, shot 72 today. Scotty Scheffler, the defending champion, his putting just crushed him today. He shot 75 today. He's at 1-under par. Finau's at 1-under. Tommy Fleetwood's at 1-under. They're done for the day. Xander Schauffele is struggling. Schauffele's at 1-under. He is 3-over for the day. Now playing 11. Freddie Couples, even. Max Homa's even. Zach Johnson, former champ, 1-over. See, the projected cut is 2-over right now. And guess what? Guess who's right on the cut line? Your guy. Tiger Woods.
He is, yes.
Right on the cut line. Just birdied 8 to par 5. Scott Stallings is going to miss it, unfortunately. It looks like he's 3-over. Bryson DeChambeau, 4-over. He's done for the weekend. Rory McIlroy, 5-over. Shot 77 today. Done for the weekend. Referred to on this show by the other individual as one of the biggest choke jobs ever. Oh, I can't do what he does. I try to do what he does, and I can't. Oh, and the Orioles lead the Yankees 4-0 into 3.
Yeah, not pretty.
Let's see here.
Bad error by Gleyber Torres at second, and Clark Schmidt just is not carrying what he did in spring training at all. Like, the Yankees need to get Rondon back on very quickly.
Judge has had a good day. He's 0 for 2. He struck out swinging, but the next time he hit the ball and he flew out to right. So he's making progress. Your guy Volpe's hitting 167.
Yeah. Not great, but I can't say I'm shocked.
These are the games that count, my man. It's also a long season. You'll go through a slump, and then you'll...
Yeah.
It's really not a big deal.
Yeah, based on said pitching matchups, I didn't think this was going to be a good series for the Yankees.
Phillies lead the Reds 1-0 top of the fifth. These are the games that were supposed to be played yesterday. Bases loaded walk is why they're in front.
Yeah, that was the home openers for both the O's and the Phillies that were supposed to be yesterday. Meteorologist scared them and moved it to today, even though I think both Baltimore and Philly had good weather days yesterday, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And anything else today? Cubs lead the Rangers 2-0 bottom of the seventh. Mets lead the Marlins. The Mets, who are New York's team, lead the Marlins 9-3 top of the ninth. What? You don't think they're New York's team? No?
Well, I do have a beef with the owner, Steve Cohen.
Beef with everybody. White Sox and Pirates scoreless top of the first, home opener for the Bucks after they just swept the Red Sox. And the Mariners and Guardians in the Cleveland home opener, scoreless in the top of the first. Royals, Giants, 4:35. Everything else is under the lights. I watched some of the Padres-Braves game last night. In part, I wanted to listen to Brandon Gowden doing baseball, or my friend, and who's just carved out such a great career. He's done such a great job. And, of course, he sounded terrific. But let's give baseball all the credit in the world. You know how much I love baseball, right? I love football. I love basketball. I love baseball. I love hockey. Love golf, right? Major tennis tournament like Wimbledon, I'll watch. The rules they put in have made such a difference. It's just, baseball is just so much more fun to watch now. I mean, guys are like, hey, I got to get my backside into the box. Pitchers are like, hey, give me the ball. I got to get going here. There's more action. You're not getting the softball short fielder in right field, fielding a ball, throwing a guy out at first. It's just become an enjoyable experience watching baseball. And you know what? The fans are responding to it. TV ratings have been really good the opening week. Attendance has been really good. And guess what? Yesterday, Colorado, they've only had 11 1-0 games in the history of Coors Field. Yesterday was the 11th. You want to know how much time the game took? 2 hours and 18 minutes. Wow. That's what you're looking for. I'm not saying you want games to be 218, but you know, if the games can be like 2.5 to 245, everybody's like, hey, this is great. It's what you're looking for. You know, and it's not just that, but you'll get some games that, you know, like the Braves and Padres last night. The Braves won at 7-6 in a walk-off. But in watching it, it wasn't like they were crawling to the finish. The Braves were down 6-4. They got a couple runs in the eighth inning. Soto ended it with a great catch and left. Then the Padres couldn't get, you know, they tried to get something going in the top of the ninth. They couldn't. Bogaerts grounded into a double play to end it. And then Romero got on base and he got knocked home, and that was it. They won the game. But you just felt like the game just had a flow to it. It was moving. May not have been anybody on base, but you felt like the game had a flow to it. It was just, I give them all the credit in the world for being smart enough. And this is something we've rarely said about baseball and the management of it. Being smart enough to do what they did. We have a problem. How do we correct it? And so far, we're 10 days in. Baseball has been so much more enjoyable this year. And this isn't a case where, hey, Steve's saying that because his team is 6-1 in the season. My team's 3-4. They just got swept by the Pirates. So what? The games are moving. It's just fun. You feel like you're sitting there like, hey, this is great. You know, it's like, even when there isn't, quote, any action, you still feel like it's moving. I give them all the credit in the world. The one I don't like, I still am not crazy about the reliever has to face three batters. Not quite on board with that. I would like to see that quietly go away. All the other stuff, great. They recognized they had an issue. They kept hearing from the world, you have issues. And instead of burying their head in the sand, they sat down and worked it out with the Players Association, of course, and said, look, this is what we need to do. They took some of the rules and experimented with them in the Atlantic League. Right? Unless you're up close and personal, the bases don't look bigger to you. They are, by 4 inches. And I think it's made a little bit of a difference. You're getting a little bigger lead off first. You have a shorter path. I mean, you're talking about that's an 8-inch difference. Four on one base, four to the other. The shifting part, oh. And I've talked about the shifting part. I mean, for years I've brought up the shifting part. Right? Well, you shouldn't be able to regulate. Actually, baseball already regulates shifting. Okay? I'm in Oakland, which has cavernous foul territory. And I've got a big-time left-handed pull hitter up. So am I going to take the left fielder and make him the center fielder and make the center fielder the right fielder and then play the right fielder in foul territory? Can't. It's a balk. They already have positioning rules in place. The only one that's allowed to be out of the field to play is the catcher. And if you notice, when they now they don't do the intentional walk thing anymore. In the old days, the intentional walk, the catcher would have to wait when the ball's released, then step out. If he steps out, if he stepped out too soon, it was a balk. I mean, these are all positioning rules they already had in play. All they did was now standardize two left and two right. And I think it's been terrific to watch. Baseball's making a comeback. And they're making a comeback because they allowed it to make a comeback. We need to put some rules in play, and you know what? This is our way of making it better, and now we're going to get out of the way. Yeah, I have to give them a lot of credit for that. Because I love the game. Always have. Grew up in the game. And terrific. Tigers going to 12 right on the cut line.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I feel like every time I bring it up, water drips on your forehead. Again, it's the top 50, by the way, just so you know. Top 50 plus ties. And there are actually only two guys right now that are at two over. That's JT Poston and Tiger Woods. And Thomas Peters is at three over. He's got a shot to get in there. Kazuki Higa is at four over. And it's going to be a long road back for him. He's on 15. These are about the only guys that really have a shot. Tiger has to play clean the rest of the way, but he still has 13 and 15 to play. That is always the key. Ooh, top of the fourth. Oh, the Yankees are mounting it. Ooh, the Yankees have got something going here, buddy. Two outs, first and second. Huh? This is terrific. Trevino's on first. Cabrera, the guy you can't stand, is on second. And Franchi Cordero's at the plate. Wow.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes.
The guy the Red Sox got for Andrew Benintendi. When they made the trade, I said that.
Oh, he just homered 4-3.
There you go. It's gone. See, it's 4-3. Yeah, guy you hate just hit a three-run home.
Bingo!
Right, suddenly out of nowhere, you like him.
Right now, I do.
Your love-hate with individuals is on a minute-by-minute basis. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
And from past experience, Randy normally wins those battles.
That was just crushed. How about this shot right here and taking care of the par fives?
Extend that lead. This for Eagle.
Pretty level putt right there. And once again. He's rolling. All right, let's see how your guy's doing here. Your guy Volpe struck out. Sitting 158. Are you sure he's the answer?
I'm trying to give it a little bit of time before I start making any big-time judgments.
Can I give you a little historical piece? You know who got off to a really, really slow start in his career, and everybody was questioning him, but his manager, Terry Francona, hung with him? Dustin Pedroia.
Not a bad comparison.
Except Pedroia is really good. All right, so well, I'm just saying, be patient. Let's see how it plays out over the next few months.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I took your guy Schmidt out.
Yeah, good.
3-30 through 84 pitches. That's a big number.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't helped by the Gleyber Torres error at second base. Shocking. But, yeah, he's stunk so far in his first two starts.
9.45 ERA. That's your guy.
Let's get Carlos Rodon back, please.
Schmidt, gone. All right. So, some guy named Hamilton is in. All right. And they got a runner on second, and Rutschman's at the plate. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. Roasted peanuts, fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. It is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Play suspended at Augusta National. So they have a weather delay at Augusta, so nothing happening there. Koepka, 12 under par. John Rahm is going to play 10 once they start again, whether it's today or tomorrow morning, we'll see. He's three back at 9 under. The amateur Sam Bennett is done at 8 under. Colin Morikawa is at 6 under, done for the day. Baseball, Phillies lead the Reds 2-1 bottom of the fifth. Guardians lead the Mariners 1-0 bottom of the second. Twins and Astros scoreless bottom of the second. White Sox bottom of the second lead the Pirates 1-0. Mets won today 9-3. Cubs lead the Rangers 2-0 top of the ninth at Wrigley. And the Orioles with a 4-3 lead over the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth. And with that, we bring in the King. Maybe, maybe not. I guess we're going to vote no.
King, we got him now.
There we go. There he is.
Are you there?
We are here. I didn't go anywhere.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm writing down my mock questions here. What up? I got thrown out onto the porch because my clothes smell. And...
Ray on the deck, call the janitor.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have a tough day at work today?
Did what?
Did you have a tough day at work today?
No. I had a good day at work.
Oh,
I had tougher. I was telling Matt just before it went on. He asked me about the UConn, and I slept through the whole thing. I woke up at 4 in the morning. Yeah. I said, I know I missed something. I said, oh, my God. I worked a 14-hour day Monday.
Ah, well, all right, that's understandable.
Work. I was so tired. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I said, you know what? I've done too much today. You know how you work so much that you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, this isn't good. And I didn't have a choice. I was working on a bowling alley that we did all the work on, and the guys, you know when the bowling ball comes back up through the, and it goes through the hole and then goes around in the circle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can pick it up again and bowl again? Well, all of his things broke. So when the bowling ball come up, it fall on the floor.
No, so, not good.
He said, please, will you stay? I said, yeah, all right. I didn't get home till 7:15. Mm. I was out in Southington, Connecticut, and I took a shower, had a bowl of soup. Now it's 9:15. I'm ready to get ready for the game, and I conked out. I missed the riot. I missed the game. I mean, they tore the campus apart. My gosh.
Wow.
$250,000 worth of damage.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They tore down 24 light poles. They took one light pole and ran it through the student union.
Oh, boy.
Tipped over UConn vans. Okay. Yeah. You know, 40 you know, grand I mean, a year to go there. You know.
Well, to be honest with you, when I'm happy, I like to burn things and turn stuff over. So, all right.
You do.
Aren't all of you like that? Hey, I'm happy. Let's go burn stuff and turn it over. That'd be great. I'm happy. All right.
Yeah, it's probably like 40 people, you know. And then, and of course, our governor. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I did.
I'm afraid to ask. I did not.
Oh, he's just an idiot. I'm telling you, the pandemic saved him because he got to be king, you know. He is an absolute moron. He said something about, he was on a radio station here, and they asked him about his trip to Houston. He said it was a great trip, but Houston is butt ugly. It's like, well, so the guys on the radio said, man, this is going to go viral, Governor, and it did. Well, if you've never been to a beautiful city, go to Hartford, Connecticut. It's a dump. Bridgeport, Connecticut, dump. New Haven, bring a gun with you, you know? Meanwhile, his students tore his college apart, and he's making fun of Houston.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Yeah. Well, you know
okay,
what?
Then.
Yeah, he apologized to the mayor down there. But.
Well, you know what? It was one of those ESPN stories where I just looked at it and went, two politicians talking back and forth. Next story shouldn't have been on there. Again, it's just no story. Who cares? Who cares what he thinks? Who cares?
Yeah. Well, the mayor cared because the mayor said, we wined and dined this man. He stayed in the nicest hotel we have, brought him to the nicest restaurants, and he goes back to Connecticut and calls the place a dump. That's Ned Lamont. He was born with $100 million in the bank. His grandfather is Morgan from Morgan Stanley, the financial group.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, he never wanted for a thing in his life, so he has no idea about, us. Not that we're poor, but we're close. Enough of Connecticut. Good for them to have the parade, and they were absolutely the best team. So,
yeah, they were. No, they were the best team. They deserved to win the title. They were outstanding.
You know what they defined to me? That, and you guys know it more than me, and because you're very close to sports programs, you have freshmen, and then all of a sudden they're not freshmen anymore.
Right.
Like the 7'2" guy. He's not a freshman anymore.
Yeah, they grow up quickly.
You get a whole season behind.
That day comes where they mature and take that next step. And that 7'2" kid, he took the next step. And that changed the dynamic of their whole team. So he's good, and he's going to be around. He's a freshman. He's going to be around for a while.
There's no room at the NBA Inn, I can tell you that.
Well, the NBA can take that Angel girl with them. That there's something wrong with that kid. So, did you see the women's championship?
Oh, I've been ranting about that all week. Yes, we are familiar with that.
I saw a little bit of it.
It's gotten beyond stupid now.
I told Matt I was doing my taxes at that time, so I didn't really. I looked over once in a while.
Yeah, I watched all the games. I watched a lot of it. I watched the women more than the men. Caitlin Clark did her little stuff to the fans, because the fans yell stuff. She never walked up to a player and got in her face and did that. And I don't care what anyone says. It was not racist, but it was made racist afterwards by that Angel girl. She made it racist. And the stuff she said about Joe Biden, okay, she made a mistake wanting to invite Iowa. But she also said, and they haven't played it enough, that she came in our locker room and we didn't want her there anyway. I was like, my God, girl, you're a 19-year-old girl talking about the First Lady of the United States. Whether I'm not being political, she's still the First Lady of the United States. You do not talk about her that way. She should be kicked out of school. So, that's my opinion.
Okay.
I don't disagree.
We'll come back with headlines in a moment as we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right.
Yeah, first time we're back to this year. So these are getting mock headlines. Let's all remember that as we go forward here with this. So, King, let's have you start things off here.
Who, me? Okay. What will the repercussions be, and what will happen if an LIV golfer wins the Masters?
None. I don't think it'll mean anything. None. I don't think there'll be any repercussions.
Not repercussions, but like, will the PGA feel that one of these guys comes along? I think Koepka's winning now and wins their tournament, because I believe the PGA looks at the Masters as, this is our tournament, not yours. So,
right. Well, I think everybody has decided that it's a golf tournament. Whomever has the best week wins. I think that's the way it's been I don't think it's going to do anything for LIV Golf because you go back to playing 54 holes in 2 weeks.
The only thing is Greg Norman will make something of it because that's who he is, his obnoxious self.
I think it's going to rock some boats. I think something's going to happen. I don't know. Just, I heard the question today, and I was intrigued by it. It never even crossed my mind because there's some very outspoken golfers, you know, who hate the LIV tour. So, anyway, that's mine.
Steve, what do you got?
A couple more. So.
Masters play suspended. Tiger Woods inside the cut line. Matt Catrillo won't be able to sleep.
Like I said, it's Good Friday today. I am withholding my Tiger hate for the day.
The way it's going now, he's going to have to play tomorrow morning. You are not going to be able to sleep tonight.
You hate Tiger.
Oh, I can't stand the guy. He is probably at the top of my disdain list.
Yeah, always I hate has guys been. Who cheat on their wives. I just, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right, so earlier, Steve, I mentioned that I had my other beef for the day was with Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets. Well, that's because he put out today that I guess New York Presbyterian is one of their new sponsors that they put on the patch on the right side of their jersey.
The hospital?
Yes. Okay. And he was mad about the patch because it was Philly's colors because it's red and white. Are you kidding me? It's a sponsor. You don't insult your sponsor that way. He's literally making the jersey company change the patch from red and white to Met colors instead. You gotta be kidding me. It's a sponsor. You don't insult your sponsor that way.
No, they're paying the bills.
So this is breaking news. New York Presbyterian, I'm hearing, is now the official medical provider of the Philadelphia Phillies. Stick it right in Steve Cohen's face.
There you go.
All right, what you got, number two, Kevin?
I don't understand that a lot of stuff that goes on today, that even though I don't care if they pay me, I'm telling them what to do. You know, I don't work that way.
All right, what's your second one, King?
Oh, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Well, what was the Red Sox? Who's going to win the NBA MVP? Embiid or the guy
Joel
from Denver first?
No, Joel Embiid.
Better Embiid's be Joel Embiid. Win. It will be, I think, too. Finally.
It'll be Embiid. He deserves it.
Yeah, Embiid has got a better defensive game, too, the other guy, but he's good. So
they're both, let me put it this way. If Jokic played in Philadelphia, you'd love him. All right. If Embiid played in Denver, they'd love him.
Yeah.
They're both just really good players.
They play hard.
Yeah. Embiid no, they
plays
do.
Really hard.
Yeah. Like they both play really hard. Yep. No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. What's your second one?
Tiger Woods makes cut. Matt Catrillo can't enjoy Easter.
Tiger Woods wins golf tournament.
Oh, well, that would be the kiss of death if he actually wins, if he were to win this thing, but I don't think he's going to. Be lucky if he makes the cut.
Matt Catrillo, Tiger Woods wins tournament. Matt Catrillo refuses to cut the ham.
There you go. That's more accurate.
There will be no food. No food.
No food. I'm sorry. Just
you go
order
find
out.
The Easter eggs that you hid for your kids. Come on, I'll show you where they are.
Yeah, no problem. You know what? I didn't even bother hiding Easter eggs. I'm so mad. So, really, good luck to you two little kids.
Or don't hide them and send them out there to find them.
Yeah, keep looking.
After 2 hours.
I don't understand where Daddy put them. So far, so good. Mommy, can I ask you something, Mommy? What little Luke?
Did Tiger win?
That's a Tiger most of all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, he did. No one, we're coming in. We're not going to stay out.
That means there's no eggs, right?
No. Nope. No eggs. There are no eggs. Daddy took all the eggs away. Over a golfer.
He turns them all black.
Oh,
no
oh,
colorful over, eggs.
Oh, so. Over a golfer. Daddy got mad over a golfer. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
I'll just bring in Rory to finish the job. Oh, maybe he won't.
Hey, like, come on. It's just, that's what I deal with every day.
Yeah, I'm not enamored right now with Rory McIlroy either, with his joke job.
But when I've talked to him, he speaks highly of you.
I appreciate it.
I like the guy who won last year. He's a good guy.
Scott Scheffler.
Scheffler,
yeah.
Yeah, and he struggled today, too. He shot 75.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Last year, he looked like he'd never...
Oh, and he played great coming in.
Round again.
He played great coming in, too. He was playing really well coming in. Played well yesterday, wow. But today he couldn't putt today.
Huh.
You know,
that's one of my problems with golf. I can't putt good. The other problem is I can't drive well. And I can't chip.
And that's 0 for 3.
I like the game. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. That's kind of where I'm at sometimes. Yeah. It's only the iron and maybe half putting is maybe where I'm as what keeps me alive. But that's about it. I can't chip to save my life.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm awful.
Well, this will be the New York Post for tomorrow, especially if the Yankees win. Franchi hits some mustard in the right field.
Awesome.
That's terrific.
Yeah. There's your dad joke of the weekend.
How do you guys feel about the players getting the ball back? Like that Asian kid hit his first home run at Fenway Park, and the people who caught the ball want money for it. What do you think they should do?
I tell them to keep it. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do the moral thing and give the ball back, but at the same time, hey, you paid for your ticket. The ball is yours.
Or if you give me something in return.
But I mean, if I asked for the ball, he wouldn't give it back. So I want money for it. I'd say, hey, good, keep it.
I look at the players. They're making like $20 million a year.
I tell them to keep it. It's like, really?
Well, my final one is, will the Red Sox have a better record than the Pirates this year?
Well, the tiebreaker will be, if they end up tied, you got to give it to the Pirates. They swept them.
They swept them at Fenway Park. My God. Boston's going nuts.
That's one of the greatest things to happen this year already.
Boston's so bad. It's well documented how good the Bruins are. Okay.
Yeah.
If they lose a game, they break the whole team down. Oh boy, this is what's going wrong there. You're like, they're 62-11. This is nothing going wrong.